This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
But right now, time for some Admit It. Admit It! All you girls right now are just trying to pass off flannel shirts as dresses. 877-881-1053. If you would like to admit something right now. But we are seeing, I'm seeing this too much, Kevin. It started with Samantha Ponder on Sunday. We were doing the morning show on Sunday.
Hold on, can I do the reenactment?
Yeah.
Holy crap, Look at this. Is Samantha Ponder just wearing a shirt right now?
Yeah. And if anybody watched the show leading up to NFL football or something, I think the ratings are really down.
What do you mean, or show. Something? They are. But not because of her, right?
Yeah. Or maybe it is.
Hold on. Is that why they did the shirt? Are you trying to admit it?
She was wearing a green flannel shirt. And she had a little vest on it and threw on like a necklace and some knee-high boots. And she was like, no, this is a dress. You're like, no, it's not. That's a shirt, and
so
you're trying to.
She was on TV wearing no pants.
No pants.
How did I miss this?
Yeah, it was the pants off 10, actually, Parker. Huh. I think it was during the 10 o'clock hour, Kevin.
I believe that.
And then today, I walk into the building, and one of our coworkers is walking around in a damn flannel shirt, trying to pass it off as a dress.
Well, hold on. If we're going to call her out.
I'm not going to call her out by name.
Okay, but let's at least say, much like Samantha Ponder, also very pretty.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Colby, you asked her about the length of it, or she was trying to say that the length.
Oh, my God. Don't say that. Oh, my God. The show's canceled.
What happened?
The show is canceled.
You're trying to talk about, like, the. She said the length is if it comes down to a certain. Area. On the
my god, what are you doing?
The length of her dress,
her dress, Kevin.
Thank God, we were so canceled for a minute.
She said if it comes down to a certain area, then it's okay.
Like if her hands to her sides, uh-huh. and it's all dressed, like as soon as her hands hit. Uh-huh. The problem was, is that uh-huh. one of her middle finger was going to just touch skin, so it didn't even like match up to what.
Oh, I'm
she said
hot.
the link should be
yeah
of the shirt or dress.
Anyway, all you girls out there, y'all are trying to pass off flannel shirts as dresses.
Hold I mean, on. I'm okay with
and
it.
I like it.
I was gonna say,
okay don't lie it. To me and say, hey, this is a dress. It's not a shirt. It's
I was gonna say, please admit that you don't care. That
I'm
you're
fine with
it.
Yeah. You know, and I like Adrian. I've seen her do that before. She's put on a shirt and turned it into a dress and just said, yeah, just put a belt on it. I'm like, hold on. But you got to admit it's a shirt. Just admit it's a shirt.
Okay.
And not a freaking dress.
The 817, I'll admit it. When I'm out of town, I tell my wife that I'm going to Chili's instead of Hooters because I know she'd be mad. But I like the wings and the B team on a Tuesday night. I like a man who sets more reasonable goals of going after the Hooters B team waitresses.
But doesn't he know what goes on at Chili's?
I mean, that's.
Like, doesn't his wife know what goes down at Chili's?
I don't think I can tell you in the 7 o'clock hour, but.
Wait till the no shirt nine.
Stick around and I'll tell you.
From the 469, I admit I dip my chip in the sauce or cheese that my finger tips get dunked also. So they dip whatever
they
go.
So they do full chip and everything all the way. I'm guessing
the hand goes in there?
Cuticle level?
Gross.
Just the fingertip. But like that's I don't like to... That's one of the bonuses of having the chip in your hand. You get to do that and not get any on your fingers. Now you don't have to clean your fingers.
Of course, what if you really like that said dip? Now you're just wanting extra dip on every chip, so...
Did you do it like that on purpose so that somebody would see you and say, you just take the rest of this dip?
That's kind of what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. I mean, really and truly, if you're wanting... That's your favorite thing there, then go ahead and see if you can't, you know, lay a marker on it to where people are like, no, I don't want that anymore because I saw Colby stick his thumb in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll admit it. I have no idea why I'm surprised at that statement. Like, I was about to go, oh, so you want to ruin something for everyone else so it's just for you. And then my brain was like, yeah, idiot. That's didn't just meet Colby.
Kind of what you do.
That's what you do.
Okay. So what do you do to make sure you get the most amount? You just sit there and put it on your plate and keep putting it on your plate? I mean, before soda, of course.
Well, that's right, because I would never cheat the system. No, like you just share, right?
But what if you know everybody else likes that same stuff too, and you're like, man, I'm not going to get as much as I want off of this. Unless,
well, sometimes you don't get what you want.
I'm there right now. Dude. I can get it.
Speaking of... You remember the night, was it, I guess it was like 4 years ago, when we had the Colby's World versus Corey's World?
Yes!
Are we not seeing this happen out in Walking Dead right now? Negan versus Rick Grimes worlds? Like, they're two ideas of what the world should be. Exactly down the... They stole it from us, Colby.
Rick's world is Corey, where it's like, well, you know, if we could all work together and everyone could get some of everything, and that'd be great.
Together
and Colby's like, no! I am Negan, and you better all follow suit. But even if you do, I might kill you if it serves to my advantage. Or burn your face off.
What?
From the 817, I'll admit it's my birthday, and I'm going to get drunk as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, make sure you have somebody drive you home.
You've come to the right spot.
Or just drink at home.
Drink at home is the best thing to do.
Because then you can just walk to your room and pass out.
But that's not why you think that, stomach. Right? You think that because it's cheaper.
Oh, it is cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot cheaper.
I was at, we'll just not say where for the purposes of, I won't say why either because that'll probably give it away. I was somewhere with Colby and he ordered a double of a drink and he's like, man, I could have bought a whole bottle of whiskey for how much this cost.
I could have. I would just needed the whiskey at the moment. Didn't think.
Yeah, whiskey is necessary. From the 817, I'll admit it, I was slightly aroused to hear you guys talk freaky to each other. When did we talk freaky to each other?
I think he's talking about the beginning of the segment with the Sam Ponder thing.
Oh, yeah, Sam Ponder.
Oh, yeah. I'll only read the first part of this so I don't hurt anybody's feelings. From the 817, I'll admit it, I used to hate your show. Okay. Now they said we're up to number 2 in the rankings.
Huh.
Oh. At least you'll admit it. Our boss won't admit where he has us ranked.
Yeah, man. I was standing next to him on Sunday. It was him and his wife's sister at Jared's charity event. And I was like, well, that's because we're your favorite show. And he's like, you know, you're one of my favorite 6 shows. And I was like, Gavin, nobody else from any of the shows is here. Just lie. Tell me we're your favorite show. Although I kind of think we are anyway. But just tell us... We're your favorite show. I mean, he'll probably be like, well, I didn't because you'd bring it to air like now. I wouldn't have brought it to air, but he snubbed us.
Now it's less about telling.
Anybody curious what the other 2 shows are? Like, I'm assuming he's talking about our 4 weekday shows.
No, I think Sports Slap's in the mix.
So Fan Jam and Sports Slap?
Yep. Maybe just Sports Slap.
Oh, but that's only 5.
Don't worry about it. 6 shows, Amy Lawrence.
Yeah. Amy Lawrence, awesome. From the 817, I'll admit it, I went number 2 in my pants one time while working on a customer's garage.
Update on number 2.
Tried to do it in a Subway bag, and it backfired. So they even threw Ultimate Backfire in on this segment.
So it backfired because the bag blew out?
It sounds like what happened. Or maybe they just missed the bag.
Oh, no.
And it got in their pants.
Oh, from the 469, they will also admit that they sneak food into the theater.
Who doesn't do that?
Yeah, I mean, everybody do that?
Unless you're going to like Studio Movie Grill, because then they have like real food, real dinner. What are you going to sneak in there? Oh my God. What have you snuck in a Studio Movie Grill, Kevin?
I'll admit it. Sometimes you want the dessert foods that you have at your house. Instead of the dessert foods that they have at Studio Movie Grill, so you might smuggle them into the theater. Now, you will still purchase some of their delicious food, and depending on what kind of server you have, it may get there in a timely fashion or may not, but then I'll have the dessert in my pocket.
I mean, yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
I really don't.
I've done that several times.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Y'all have seen the many different flasks that I have. I have one that's a belt buckle.
Yeah.
I just walk it. There's my whiskey.
Man.
Good times.
So you take whiskey into the theater?
Yes.
Huh.
Why not?
No, I'm not saying. I don't think I need
that. You ever been one of those people that had the beer bottle?
Yes.
And then it fell over and rolled all the way to the very front, and you're like, oh, my God.
That's the reason why
you pray it doesn't smash then?
Yes. That's the reason why you sit on the second row. Not the first row, because if anybody walks by in front of you, you're obviously you have a can of beer or a beer bottle with you. But, yeah, second row. Yeah, it kind of sucks because you're constantly having crane neck, but you also have your alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, and it's just the sound, the hollow sound of a bottle rolling. You can totally hear it. From the 817, I'll admit it, as a child, I used a straight razor to cut a hole in my Christmas presents the night before to see what I got. And then I would tape it back so that you couldn't tell.
Oh, maybe this is a good time.
I never did that stuff, man.
I didn't either, but I'll admit it. When I was a kid, my mom had me and my sister practice our reactions to the gifts we were going to get.
Huh?
What? Practice, like, fake reactions?
Yes. So.
So that you didn't say, I already have one of these?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So she would prepare us, like, now imagine you just got some socks. Now imagine you just got a box of rocks. She would give us like all of these like the worst things that you could imagine as a present to be prepared. And so I was always ready with, oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Really?
So if you ever get Kevin a gift and he does that,
means he doesn't like it.
It's a fake thing that he's doing.
No, I make sure my kids react exactly the way they want to after opening a gift, so you know,
well,
you got them a crappy gift.
Big shock. The person who doesn't care what society thinks doesn't want his children. That doesn't surprise me at all. I've met your children. I'm aware that they don't care, like, if you're offended or not, which is fine.
It's a good way to raise kids.
Mm-hmm. I listen to you guys' show only because it's goofy and you guys are knuckleheads.
That sounds about right.
From the 214, I pushed a guy away, but I really love him and still want him, but don't want him to know, but yeah. It just sounds like a chick, right?
Hold on.
First of all, save what Corey just said.
I think I got this one. Good luck.
Yeah, it's
right?
not going to work.
Not
if you're going to play games, it's not going to work.
What's his name? Maybe we can fix
it. Be honest. Yeah, we can fix lots of relationships here on the show.
I mean, if you really like somebody, don't play a game. Just go right up to them and say something, especially if you're the chick in that situation, right?
We suck at reading minds.
We really do. We have no idea what's going on.
Are we okay if you walk up and grab our butt?
Yes.
That's
perfectly fine.
Sexual assault.
I mean,
no.
I'm fine.
I was just asking.
I'm just saying, don't do that. That is technically sexual assault. These are crazy times we live in. Be careful.
Still okay with it.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. That's Colby. I'm just saying, don't take Colby's advice to say that works for everyone and be like, well, Colby said it on the radio. That will not hold up in a court of law.
Oh, my God. From the 903. I'll admit it. When I was a little kid, I used to catch flies Karate Kid style and eat them. And I liked it. Gross. Like, I can see you catching them, but eating them?
So Karate Kid style with the chopsticks?
The chopsticks. That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty good. I mean, I guess if you're going that far to learn that trick, you might as well eat your prize.
817, I'll admit it. You guys are the best show on the station. Really? Did you hear this segment? Might want to rethink.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.